you know, I remember that group, I forget what it was called, Green Day. It was actually showing some deep stuff about our society, and everybody was blocking them at one time. Everybody was crying out, "Why are you blocking them? Why are you blocking them?" Just like the narcissist teachers initially got blocked out on YouTube and shut down. And then eventually it spread so much that YouTube couldn't block them. So the system does everything in their power. Hold on a minute, I think I got a spider on my foot or something. The system does everything in its power to shut down anybody who's revealing the truth and breaking the darkness. And we know that narcissism, psychopaths, sociopaths, we know that the Pharaoh, the Jezebel, the Delilah, anybody that talks about the legalist, the legalists are your worst enemy. The legalism is still being hindered, you know, somebody who says faith plus works to be saved. No, it's faith alone in Jesus alone. And what are the works of God? To believe on his son whom he has sent. That's Bible. What are the works of God? To believe on his son whom he has sent. Period. I just had the Holy Spirit tell me the reason people are in legalism is they're jealous of other people. I don't know. I haven't unfolded that. I know it's the truth. I can just feel it in my spirit that that's true. They have a jealousy. Not only do they have a jealousy, but they have an envy of the faith alone. They also have they want to do wrong. They see other people doing wrong, and they want to do wrong without guilt. That's what it comes down to. Those three things. Maybe, let's see, 2 minutes in. Hope I can remember those. I just got the download as I was talking. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I know it's true. Because I saw the path back to source with that truth, but it just, I have to think about it for a week and actually break it down. I might gonna use AI to break it down too. But I just got that download. The legalist is jealous of people doing wrong. The legalist is jealous of other people doing good by the spirit walk. And the legalist actually wants to do wrong deep down. They want to sin. The only reason a legalist hates faith alone and Jesus alone because they want to sin deep down. They want to live in sin. So anyway, back to what I was saying. I forgot what I was saying. That was a sidebar, I guess. But yeah, your worst enemy. Okay, I know what I was saying. So your worst enemy is the legalist. And anytime topic comes up to destroy the Pharaoh, the Jezebel system, the Babylonian system, it gets hindered. But one person's bold enough to speak out. And then another one. I started the free energy. I had like a couple million views on free energy. Maybe more, maybe 6 million views. But anyway, I started that, and then you start to see everybody else doing it. Because what becomes popular, people jump on, you know. And J. Vernon McGee said that. He said, anytime a denomination grows, then the religious but lost jump on the bandwagon because it creates money flow. And so the narcissist, Jezebel, if they see you rising up in power or attention, they want to jump on the bandwagon and your shirt string and follow after and hang on. Because they think you're gaining power and image and look at me. And that's the way they think. But they think they project that onto you. Now think about this. And I saw this recently. So if your channel grows, somebody will come up and say, you're just doing this for, you're not real, you're not genuine, you're just doing this for hits or something, you know. Now what is that? That's a projection of what's in them. That's a projection. Almost 99% of the things that people accuse you of that are not true, 99% of the time is not true, because they don't even know you. They just heard something or believed something or wanted to believe something, or they spread the rumor, which was a lie. 99% of the projection is they're jealous of you rising up. They want to rise up. And if one of the narcissists tries to date you and get in your world and be a part, it's because they want to be a part of it. It's ridiculous. It's just like a job, you know. Somebody's trying to rise up through the ranks of a job, right? They want to be a leader, a manager, a district, a regional, a CEO, and they're just being handed an apple. They're just handed the apple. You'd be better off to start your own business and your own corporation, your own thing, because you're not going to rise up unless you become one of them, and you're going to have to sell your soul to the devil. So think about the narcissist for a second. They don't want truth. They want image, money, Howard Show. They don't want to sacrifice. They want you to sacrifice for them. They don't want any pain, any struggle. They want you to do it for them. Now think about that. And they don't have genuine love. They don't have genuine concern. They're not real. They don't have empathy. And they'll tell you, I don't have empathy. When somebody tells you that right there, they're telling you, hey, I'm a psychopath. If somebody says, I don't have empathy, they're pretty much telling you they're a psychopath. And they always have to tell you what they are before they try to set a trap or pull you in. They always do. It's obvious. Anyway, the people they hang out with, the things they identify with, tells you what they are. You know. I try to study all these different beliefs. I even study the psychology. I study everything I can. I study the Gnostics, the Essenes. And what I'm trying to do is I take it all and I bring it back to the Bible. And I even the ones who say, oh, the Book of Enoch. Oh, you got to read the Book of Enoch. How come every time, at least once a week, the Book of Enoch? The Book of Enoch? Why aren't they saying Bible, 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 Bible? Why are they preaching other books? Anyway, I even study them, and I try to find a root common denominator, and it comes down to this. They're enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the blood. They hate the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will actually attack the name Yahweh and say Yahweh and Lucifer are the same, and they've just created this false construct to cause the left-right paradigm. Or the red versus blue paradigm. I know what they teach. I've studied all of them. Here's what the Jesuits do. They study all the religions of the world, and then the last book they study is the Bible. What I did is I studied the Bible every day of my life, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day if I could. At least 2, 3, 4, 5 hours a day if I could. And so I studied the Bible first after I got saved at 24 years old. And I studied the Bible for 20 years. And then all this other esoteric junk came up on the scene with YouTube. When the internet showed up, you had all these false doctrines and doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils. I said, okay, let me study them. Because I knew I had the Holy Spirit. I knew I had the truth. I knew I could rightly divide the word of truth. I knew about walking in the Spirit. I knew what this thing was. And so when these Gnostics and Essenes and the people said that Yahweh and Lucifer are the same and all that junk, and there's some out there that try to say the matriarchy is better than the patriarchy and all that. The ones who say they worship Mother Earth and they say, oh, the age of Aquarius is coming. No. Jesus is coming and 1,000 years of peace, but he's going to rule with a rod of iron. They don't want to hear that. They think, oh, all we need is love. Let's just get along. The hippie movement, you know. Well, love and truth are combined. They're married. Love and truth are married, not love and lies. So anyway, those who attack the Bible and try to promote other things, what are they? They're enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. Without the blood, there's no remission of sin. The New Testament supports it in too many places. Too many verses that say the blood of Jesus is your out of this place, because you need a covering. You need a covering. You know, the magicians, they'll wear this cloak, you know. They wear a cloak to do their magic, right? They'll act like, oh, I got this. There's like about four or five years ago, this guy lived two or three blocks down, because I'd be working, going to work, and I'd see him walking. He'd walk all around the block thinking he was casting spells and stuff, you know. Well, how you going to cast a spell against somebody who's covered by the blood? You can't. So how do you cast a spell to a believer? Listen up, saints. The only way they can get you cursed is you curse yourself, just like they did Israel, to get you to fall in sin and fall into greed and fall into the world, the flesh, probably. They can't touch you because you're covered by the blood. Now, if you choose to go against what you know to be right, not by law, just by His Spirit, then God is going to scourge every son He receives. And you kind of curse yourself. But you're still not cursed because you have an inheritance that is forever settled in heaven. There are Bible verses that says God will take you home early if you keep living in illusion and delusion and sin and rebellion. But He gives you a scourging. The reason you're still here is because God is renovating you, sanctifying you. And there, no pain, no gain, right? You have to have some pain in the emotion, the heart, especially if you were raised around a narcissistic family and you might have been narcissist. People say, can a narcissist change? Yeah, if they get saved. But they usually get worse. Some of them get saved. I was raised around them and I watched them all my life and I ain't heard none of them get saved. None of them. If they got saved, they'd be knocking on my door, because I don't live far from them. They'd be knocking on my door, but they don't, because they don't want the truth. They're narcissistic, Jezebel, legalistic, psychopath. And so they hate the truth, so they don't get saved. But if they did, they'd knock on the door and say, you were right. All those years ago, 36 years ago, you told me the truth, and thank you, I did finally get saved, and I'm sorry I ignored you, and they'd probably fall down in the face and apologize, but they're not going to do it. Even online, a lot of people attack me and my other channel and lied about me and all, but, you know, they're not going to come back and apologize. They'll never apologize, because God used them. Those evil people, legalistic, Jezebelic people, to push me higher. So anytime you get attacked by these people, you just dig deeper in the Word, and you look at your own soul, and you rise up, and you become more like Jesus as time goes on. And they become more like the devil.